ועל כן הם ואיפה חמון הראשה שהוא יזו המסנוחש בחינס פגם יצד אס תויבורה חמון. Who is such a Rosha, he represents the evil of the snake who got Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, Bechinas Hamin Ho Eitz Kanal, as the Gemara says in Chulin. Where do we see Haman mentioned in the Chumash? Hamin Ho Eitz. Did you eat from the type of tree I told you not to eat? Al Kain, Hoyoloi Ayin Hara, Ma'oid Moid Al Mordechai Val Kal Yisrael. Therefore, he had a super evil, hateful eye on against Mordechai and against Klal Yisrael. Because this is the main poison of the snake, of the Yetzirah, this Ra'ayim. V'alkein hoiso atzosamos lehovies vashti hamarshas lefnei hamelech aruma. This is why the Megillah says that they came up with this great idea. Ahasuerus wanted to bring Vashti to show her off to all of. He made this big party, and he wanted to show her off to all of his sorim, and he wanted her to come without any clothing. Asher dovor koze loy nishma boilam. This item had never been heard in the world at that time. It was the most far-fetched thing imaginable. Kedei lahagbir boilam chas v'shalom b'chinas horayin. Why did they come up with this idea, Haman and Ahasuerus? Because they wanted to increase this Ra'ayin in the world. They knew that this would arouse this koyach of Ra'ayin. Ki ikar b'chinas Ra'ayin hu taivozu shel niuf shehi koileles kol hataivoz shel kol hayin umoiz shem b'chinas Ra'ayin. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the main Ra'ayin in the world relates to this type of sin, of znus, adultery, which relates to the eyes, which Rabbeinu Zal calls this the taiva, which is koilel, the ra of all 70 nations of the world. Ki ayin umoy sem bechinas ra'ayin kanal, because we said earlier that the 70 nations of the goyim, ayin is 70, they represent this ra, this eye, this evil eye against Klal Yisrael. V'chol ha'tayvois kulam, shehem kulam nimshochem b'chinas ra'ayin umois, kulam heim b'chinas ra'ayin. And all evil desires that a person has taivas achila, or taivas noshim, or taivas momoin, all of it is based on this inyan of ra'ayin. Ki ho'ayin roye v'halev choymeid. Because the Gemara says, the eye sees and the heart desires. In most cases, if a person wouldn't see the item, it wouldn't bother them that much. It's when the food is in front of them and they see it, that's when it's a problem. Or if it looks delicious. If the food didn't look delicious, it wouldn't be so attractive. The person wouldn't feel so desperate that they have to eat it. But it's because it looks good that's the main. The Gemara says about that suma eino seveya, that a person who's blind never gets full from eating. V'taivas lois shel niuf hi klolius kol hataivas shel kol hayin umois. And we know that this evil desire for illicit association with women, this is called the taiva hakoilel of all 70 nations, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 36. Al kein zois hataivo hi ikar bechinas ra'ayin. Therefore, if we say that all the taivois rois in general are considered a concept of ra'ayin, and if we say that this taiva of niuf is the one that's koilel all of them, then this is super ra'ayin. Because the desire for women is dependent on the eyes. As it says in the Chumash, and the Gemara says, Asher atem zoinim. The Gemara says that achrei einechem zu taivas niuf, zu niuf. And as the Pasuk says, v'oitzem einov meir ois bara. And there's a pasuk in Tehillim where David HaMelech praises certain Jews. And one of the ones he praises is a person who closes his eyes from looking at evil. V'omer Azal, and the Gemara says, Ze she'enoi mistakel b'noshim. This refers to a Jew who doesn't look at women. This doesn't mean women who are dressed immodestly. This means not looking at women b'chlal. Mistakel means he's looking for pleasure. We're not talking about a person who walks in the street and happens to see a woman or has to say something to her that he has to look away. But if he's looking for the purpose of pleasure in any way, the Gemara says he's in violation of this pasuk. Vafilu bezivug digdusha vatsias. One second. Va'alkein ikar tsnius Ikar hatsnius va'atzima soinayim hu betayvazu. And this is why the main definition of tsnius in Yiddishkeit and the concept of keeping one's eyes closed is related specifically to this taiva, taivas noshim. Vafilu bezivug digdusho tsrichen tsnius godol moi. And even between husband and wife, they're required to conduct themselves with great modesty. V'chein ikr kisui halavushim hu b'shvil tznius mitayvazu. And we know that the main reason why a Jew is required to wear clothing is for this reason, to protect oneself from this taiva. V'heim rotzu lesalek habusha me'enehem. And Haman and Achashverosh wanted to take away shame. They wanted to do away with the shame and embarrassment that a person is supposed to feel when they're uncovered. Ulehavio aruma lefneim, to bring her naked in front of them. Kedei lahakbir es bechinas hara ayin b'yoser, to try to activate the most powerful ra ayin that they could against Am Yisrael. V'hashem yizborach hefir machshav tomoro. However, Hashem did away with their evil plans. Umineu be'ibo lezel benargo. And the Gemara says, from the forest, we bring forth the hatchet to chop down the wood. A hatchet is made from a piece of wood. The handle is wood. In other words, that Hashem destroys the Rishoim, He uses a rasha to chop down Rishoim with. Ki daiko al yedei ze niskanu re'ei ho'einayim ze bo ze. Ad shehomon biatz, because it was bedavka through this incident that they became jealous of one another. Ad shehomon biatzmoi shehu his gabrus horayin hoyoenoi roa bigdulas vashti, to the point where Haman, who was this superpower of Ra'ayim, he became jealous of Vashti's greatness. V'hu biatzmoi yo'atz lahorgo. He was the one who gave Achashverosh the idea to kill Vashti, because she showed such disrespect in not coming, not coming when the king demanded that she come. Ki minei ubei ibo lezel benargo, because the hatchet comes from the forest. V'hu ra'ayin batzmoi mitoikif enoi hora b'chol bakoil. And this ra'ayin, by its nature of looking with evil at anything, kederach ra'ayin horag es toikef hora'ayin shehu vashti hamarshas shehi his gabrus hora'ayin. Haman, who was super ra'ayin, was the one who helped killed Vashti, who is super ra'ayin. Ki hi bechinas malchus horisho. Vashti is the symbol of the malchus of the goyim. Bechinas taivas niuf shehi bechinas ra'ayin. V'alkein, and this is why the Medrash says about her, and the Gemara says, Poshto benois Yisrael arumois v'osis avohen malocha b'shabbos. That Vashti, what was her crime? She used to make the Jewish women get undressed and work on Shabbos. Why bedafka those two things? Watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki Shabbos hi bechinas toiv ayin. Shabbos is the symbol of ayin toiv. Shin klas gavnen deino ubas hi bas ayin. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Shabbos represents the eye. There are three colors in the eye, three colored rings, besides the pupil of the eye. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that the shin, the three heads of the shin, represent the three colored rings of the eye, and the word bas stands for bat ayin, the pupil. So we see that Shabbos is the inyan of tikun hoenayim. V'alkein omrazal, Shabbos is the inyan of toivayim. V'alkein omrazal, this is why the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, psia gaso noiteles moir enov, that if a Jew takes big steps during the week, it subtracts 1/500th of his vision. It decreases the person's vision. If a person jumps, runs, takes big steps, it weakens the vision. The Gemara says, when do you have a chance to fix it? Friday night Kiddush. When a person looks at the candles or looks at the wine during Kiddush, they look at the candles during the first paragraph of Kiddush, or they look at the wine during the second paragraph of the Kiddush, the Bar Pri HaGefen and the sin, that restores the weakened eyesight. Ki Shabbos hu tikun ho'einayim, because Shabbos represents tikkun of the eyes. Bechinas toivayin hu yevoirach. As the pasuk says, one who has a good eye is blessed. And we know Shabbos is called the Mekoyer HaBracha. Kishom ikar HaBracha. Bechinas vayevorech vayekadesh. V'alkein ikar zivug digdusha hu b'Shabbos. This is why the most important time for a husband and wife is on Shabbos b'davka. Ki oz hu b'gedusha b'li achizas horayin chasushom klal. Because when a husband and wife get together on Shabbos, then the unity is one of pure holiness, where the ra'ayin is absent, because it's Shabbos. Shabbos is toivayin. Avol Vashti Horisho Rotisola Hagbir Horayim. Whereas this Vashti was on the same program as Haman and as all of these Rishoim. What she wanted to do was to strengthen the Ra'ayin in the world. The Osiso Malocha Bishabis Bibnois Israel Arumois. Therefore she did this double entendre to make the women, the Jewish women, work on Shabbos undressed. So what ended up killing Vashti? Ra'ayin. That Haman looked at her and got jealous of her power, and wanted to kill her. Where they wanted to really strengthen the Ra'ayin by bringing this princess on Shabbos without any clothes on. And the Gemara says that she wanted this. She wanted very much to come, because she was on the same track of them. She also wanted to bring heavy-duty ra'ayin into the world. Because she represents this super hisgabrus of ra'ayin. The Arizal says that the word Vashti is bigimatria beis pomim nochosh. Twice nochosh equals Vashti, because just like in Kiddusha, there's always Zohar and Akeva, there's two. In Tumah, in the Sitrachra also, there's Zohar and Akeva. Vashti represented the combination, like twice Nochosh. Ach Hashem Yizborach, Meifir, Machshevoi Sarumim. However, Hashem shoves aside the thoughts and plans of these sly people, these devious people. And Hashem turned the two guns on each other. He turned the two ra'ayins, Haman and Vashti, on each other. Sheiskanu zebozeh, where one should get jealous of the other one, ad shehorag echad es chaveiroi, to the point where one killed the other, he killed her, and her death ended up killing him, because she died, she had to be replaced. She was replaced with Esther, and Esther ended up killing, you know, getting him put away. And as usual, Hashem brings the hatchet from the forest. From the Rishon, he gets them to kill each other. And what ended up killing her was this power of Ra'ayin.